Okay, well, this is our final Sunday in our July theme, Be Passionate. And did I start okay? Shall I start again? Okay, then I'm going to keep going. So even though our theme may be ending today, hopefully our passion for living is just beginning to blossom and will continue to increase and expand our joy of living and our joy of being ourselves in life. The spiritual teacher Osho said, "Find ecstasy within yourself. It's not out there. It's in your innermost flowering. The one you are looking for is you." Now, we increase our passion for living by loving being ourselves from the inside out, like a flower that just continues to open and expand and become more beautiful endlessly. Passion gives us access to our power to create the life that we want to live, because when we're feeling passion-filled joy in the life that we live each day, we're feeling the joy of the universe in which we're living our life each day. And there's power in our awareness that we are one with the universe. There is power in our conscious connection with its unending supply and its constant source of all that we required to live in joy in each moment. Passion causes a surge in our ability to create a life that feels good to live, because passion feels good to feel. None of us likes to feel bored. None of us likes to feel empty. We all love that feeling of being alive and being happy that we are alive. And the high vibration that we emit when we do those things that we love to do, and when we bring our love to everything we do, those thoughts and those feelings that our passion inspires cause a high vibration that attracts more and more good into our experience for us to be happy about and to enjoy. It's like a circle of love without end. Every moment of love brings a new moment. Every moment of joy brings a new moment of joy. In the Way of the Heart, we read, "Beloved friends, your life is your way home. If you do not live it fully, how can you ever arrive home? Therefore, fear not your greatness. Fear not the power that comes from embracing your life and claiming its value. Live it full out with every bit of passion you can muster. Embrace every second of it. If we don't fully appreciate our life as we live it, how can we ever arrive at that awakened awareness of all that we can be right now, and the more that we can be as we unfold and blossom even more?" Now, we're learning through our Be Passionate theme how we can resolve and dissolve and transcend whatever seems to get in our way along our path. those thoughts that keep us from living full out with all the passion we can muster, and those feelings that seem to hold us back from fully embracing our life and claiming its value as we live it each day. And we're looking at the one thing, in fact, the only thing, that has power to hold us back and keep us small and unexpressed in this world, our tiny, inhibited idea of who we are. We fear our power because we lack the confidence that we're the ones that should be in charge of our life. We fear our greatness because we lack the self-worth that comes with knowing our oneness with a universe that loves us as is and empowers us to be anything we want to be and to change it in any moment we desire to change it. A guarded, defensive, self-protective attitude in life trips us up every single time we feel the urge to take a passion-filled step forward in our life and causes us instead to take two steps backward where we may feel bored, but we feel safe. So rather than living our life with the awareness that we are able to create a life that feels great to live because we are a beautiful, worthwhile expression of the greatness of the universe in which we live. Rather than living our life full out with no holds barred and with every stopper pulled because we are excited to experience whatever comes out of us when we don't stop it or block it, we walk around with a useless and fruitless but not powerless worry about what others will think of us if we suddenly think or say or do the unexpected, which is to say, if we were to suddenly think for ourselves and say what's on our mind and do those things that we love to do, no matter how weird or outrageous those things may be. Worry is a powerful thing because it causes interference and prevents us from clearly tuning into the powerful transmission of energy within us that allows us to create anything we desire to create, to be anything we choose to be, and to do anything we want to do. Now, how many of us have heard the name Alan Shepard? Yeah? First American in space, right? We've all heard Alan Shepard. How about the name John Glenn? First American to orbit the Earth, right? How many of us have heard of Wally Funk? All right. Well, Wally Funk is one of the most decorated pilots to ever take to the skies. She earned her license at age 14, became the first female inspector for the FAA, and was the first woman flight instructor on a U.S. military base. In 1961, she was given the chance to fly even higher because Wally was asked to be an astronaut. She was one of 13 women asked to join a program. And she was poked and prodded and even locked inside an isolation tank, which was designed to make a person go crazy. Now, most of the men wanted out in 180 minutes. Wally stayed in a record of 10.5 hours. In fact, every single test that Wally took, she outperformed the men. Long story short, John Glenn, who was one of the Mercury 7 men training to be an astronaut at the time, said women in space goes against the social order. And with the Cold War and the space race looming with Russia, U.S. government officials viewed sending a woman to space as a sign of weakness and did everything they could to stand in the way. Lyndon Johnson, who was vice president at the time, didn't want the women's training to move forward and eventually canceled the program. Wally went back to flying planes, worked as an instructor, and became the first female investigator for the National Transportation and Safety Board. She never got the chance, never got her chance to go to space. But she holds no grudges. She said recently, "I never had any bad feelings. I knew I was going to go sometime." You have to feel it in your heart, and that's exactly how I have felt. Well, that sometime is now. At 80 years old, Wally's finally on her way. She bought a ticket on board the Virgin Galactic and expects within the next few years she will make it to space, fulfilling what she started with passion and never lost passion for in all these 60 years. She said, "I just want to go into space because I feel after all the tests I took and all the tests I've had, I can do it. And I can do it just as well as anybody. I feel great." Now, as we said last Sunday, when we follow our bliss, when we follow our path of joy, we're right on the path we intended when we came forth into this physical body. Now, some people may think, "Wally's too old to go." And some people may think she may not make it and live long enough for the Virgin Galactic to actually blast off. But that's not what Wally thinks. And it's her life to think into creation. As we've noted, it's never what others are thinking about us that holds us back and keeps us from following our passion. It's what we think they're thinking. And even more, it's that we agree with what we think they're thinking. All the thinking we think is going on out there. All those football huddles that we're sure talking about us. All of the thinking we think is being done out there is happening in our own mind and nowhere else. Not one of us can step outside our own mind and know what somebody else is thinking inside their head, no matter what they say they're thinking. And even if we could, why would we let someone else's idea of us interfere with the life that feels good to us to live? Pink Floyd, wrote one of their songs, "For long you live and high you fly, and smiles you'll give and tears you'll cry, and all you touch and all you see is all your life will ever be." So the question that we might want to ask ourselves this morning or sometime soon, what thoughts do I focus on in my mind that caused me to give my passion a cold shower? What thoughts about me do I allow to limit what I see and what I touch and what I experience as my life? So often when passion comes alive in us, our thoughts of the past arise in our mind almost simultaneously. And we remember the last time we tried to do whatever it is that our passion is causing us to want to do now. And we remember and we remind ourselves that it didn't go well. We remember the last time we tried to learn a new skill, or the last vacation we took, or the last time we said what was on our mind, or the last time we asked for a raise, or the last time we fell in love. And all that fearful, negative self-talk about yesterday gets in our way today. We let it keep us from learning anything new, from exploring the world around us, from living authentically as ourselves, from getting that raise or getting a new job, and from the intimacy of a relationship. We judge ourselves a failure before we take that first step toward happy, toward honesty, toward fulfillment, and toward love. The way of the heart tells us every time you have judged yourself, you have weakened yourself. Every time you have judged yourself or another, you have slipped down the mountain another notch, when your desire is to be at the summit. We don't have to follow those negative thoughts just because they come to mind. We don't need to let them cause us to step back in life and take more steps back and get behind in the very life that we came here to live. We can decide to stop being afraid of what could go wrong and start being positive about what could go right this time, because this time is the only time we actually have to live. We can look at the past and say, so what? So what if I didn't succeed? If I'm still here, it wasn't the end of my life. I don't have to stop loving myself or trusting myself because of it. Today's a fresh start. And what if I succeed this time? Every moment is a fresh start if we open our heart to it and let it be. Just ask Wally Funk if it's ever too late to succeed at doing your whatever it is your passion has called you to do. We can look at today and say, now what? What's my passion calling me to do now? Our passion never gives up on us, because our life is our way home. Passion is an entry point and a pathway to our awakening. Passion keeps us living at the summit of all we can be right now, and calls to us to be more than what we are now and to unfold into the more we can be. And so we live from summit to summit and peak to peak because it's an unending journey of joy. When we live each moment as fresh and new, with our heart open to a more expanded view, life doesn't wear us down. We feel energized because we know we have within us the power and passion to handle whatever comes along in our life. But only we can give ourselves permission to be, to live as that one who is created with that power and passion. The way of the heart tells us, each of us knows, that it is absolutely futile to attempt to settle for anything less. Namaste. All right.